Welcome to another edition of In the Pines, a program of folk and acoustic music performed and recorded in Upper Michigan and across the Great Lakes region. I'm Bill Hart. This week, it's Celtic music from an accomplished Michigan trio. The band Party of Three hails from the East Lansing area and specializes in the music of the British Isles and French Canada. Their core sound is based on the fiddling of Marty Sundberg, but the range expands with the versatility of singer John Babula, who plays flute, mandolin, and accordion, and the solid rhythms of Chris Reitz on guitar and mandocello. Let's join the audience at the 15th annual Hiawatha Traditional Music Festival for a set from Party of Three.
Please, may we disrobe? Thank you. Thank you.
first pair of tunes, the very first tune was one I composed called Dave's Big 3-0 after a friend of mine named Dave Orland, who's about to reach the Big 4-0, so maybe he'll inspire another tune. And the second was an old Southern tune called The Little Dutch Girl. The second batch was a bunch of jigs called The Geese in the Bog, The Collateral Fancy. The third one was called April Spool. It was composed by Jimmy Keane, the great accordion player from Chicago. And the last tune was composed by Frankie Gavin of Big Onan fame, and it's called, of all things, The Doberman's Wallet.
Woo. So in the Irish singing tradition, of course, you have leaders and leaders of songs about boozing, and you've got miles and miles of songs about emigration, and you've got acres and acres of broken heart love songs, and this isn't any one of those.
He practiced that all night.
This is one that belongs to the sports category, and it's not about horse racing, it's not about hunting, it's about pugilism or duking it out, and it's not Morrissey and the Russian Sailor. Rather, it's a kind of a composite version of a little bloody ditty called Heenan and Sayers. What do I need to explain? The fight took place, it was for the championship belt, it was back in about 1860-something, and it was on English turf, so when the English saw that their boy was getting whooped, the fans rushed the stage, and rushed the ring, and broke up the fight, and it was declared a draw. So this, the last verse gives you sort of the Irish slant on that. It's called Heenan and Sayers.
And sporting blades, come listen to me song. I'm sure that it will please you, and it won't detain you long. On the 17th of April, thousands went with joy to see the English champion fight the bold Venetian boy. It was in the town of Farnborough Hall in the blooming spring, when the burly English champion he stripped off in the ring. He stripped to fight young Heenan, that gallant son of Troy, and try his English muscle on the bold Venetian boy. It was early in the morning before the cock did crow. Like tigers into battle, those gallant lads did go. All the blood it flew in torrents, and never a blow they missed. They carried a pair of thunderbolts well fastened in each fist. It was hit and cut and jab and punch till Sayers he let go. Right unto Heenan's nasal, and he made the claret flow. Then out cried bold Jack Heenan, I owe you many's a score, and I'll pay you back with interest in a couple of moments more. The very next round after, Jack Heenan gave a spring. The like was never seen before inside a British ring. Tom Sayers dropped, though he was shot, and he lays there on the ground. And out cries bold Jack Heenan, I claim the first knockdown. They battled for 2 hours or more, till Heenan he was quite blind. And Sayers with a broken arm, such men you seldom find. Oh, the people, they stood all amazed, such a sight they never saw. They rushed the ring and they stopped the fight, and it ended in a draw. Now there never were two better men, and none could be more brave. They are two gallant heroes of honor and of fame. And if these two should battle for the champion belt again, we want no favors to be shown, just let the best man win.
At the beginning and in the middle and at the end is an old Irish march called The Battle of Aughrim. Here's a little waltz. There was a novel on the bestseller list a while back called The Mambo Kings Play Songs of Love, and it was made into a movie. I was inspired after reading the book to make up this waltz. The story is about two Cuban brothers who immigrate to New York and make their way into the mambo scene in New York. So this is kind of a multi-continental tune. Thank you.
beautiful song. It comes from the boozing tradition, sort of the anti-boozing tradition. Between about 1860 and about the turn of the century up into the teens, the probably one of the most despised members of the Irish government were the revenue police. Second only to the local people that they would hire to turn in purveyors of illicit whiskey, the guys that were running the stills. And this is a song about an unfortunate revenuer who comes out to the country and thinks he's got an informer, but well, you'll see what happens. Called the Gauger song. The Gauger up from Dublin at the time that I was there, he fancied that a private still was being worked somewhere. He met me out one morning, perhaps he fancied that I knew, but I didn't know him at all, saying, "Pat, how do you do?" "Well, I'm very well, Your Honor, but allow me for to say, I don't know you at all, so see, perhaps you may. Well, I've come to find something out, assist me if you will. Here's £50 if you can tell me where there's a private still. Give me the £50, says I, in faith I surely can, and you may depend on me as I'm an Irish man." The £50 was then laid down, I pocketed the fee, saying, "Button up your coat, old chap, and pad the road with me." Along the road we quickly walked for miles full half a score, till by his gait 'twas evident his feet were getting sore. He says, "How far have we to go, for I am getting tired?" "Well, we'd better hire a car," says I, so a Johnson car he hired. Now as soon as we got on the car, he said, "Now tell me, Pat, where is this blessed private still? Don't take me for a flat." "A flat, Your Honor?" "No," says I, "but hear me if you will, and I will at once tell you where there's a private still. Oh, we're coming close to it now," says I, "with a barracks close at hand, and if you look straight through the gate, you'll see and hear the band. And when the band's done playing, you'll see the soldiers drill. Or I never mind the soldiers, tell me where there's a private still. Oh, in half a moment now," says I, "I'll point him out to you. Oh, there he is, the very one, standing between those two." "Oh, who is that?" said he. "You mean," says I, "my brother Bill?" "Oh, they wouldn't make him a corporal, so he's a private still." Oh, the Gauger raved and tore his hair to have his money back. He leaped upon the car, myself, and bolted in a crack. And people, as he walks along, oh, much against his will, cry after him, "Excise man, did you find your private still?" Thank you.
listening to the Celtic trio Party of Three performing at the July 1993 Hiawatha Folk Festival in Marquette. Our thanks to the Governor's Award-winning Hiawatha Music Co-op, Southern Thunder Sound Company of Minneapolis, and engineer Dusty Tonto of Wisconsin Public Radio for helping to make this program possible. I'm Bill Hart. See you next time in the Pines.